Well, I've been through all the modes, and I know what they all sound like. Well, I mean, yeah, I do own a multi-mode system, but, I mean, I've been on all the modes. I've had all the radios, except for NXDN. I've never had an NXDN radio, perhaps, but Droid Star, I've had NXDN. I got to tell you, NXDN's amazing. If I could afford an NXDN radio, that would be my primary, actually, because the audio on NXDN is just so clear and clean. I know, and it's ridiculous, too. And NXDN's expensive. I heard a guy at the, it's probably been a month and a half now. Nicest guy. And he came out here on an ICOM 4400. I think that's what he said he was on. I saw the radio, because he had pictures of his radio on QRZ. It was a commercial radio, ICOM commercial radio. And I got to tell you, that NXDN radio was amazing on D-Star. It sounded so clean and clear. And I actually physically went and listened to him on NXDN. And his audio was amazing. He even complimented on the audio back from D-Star. So NXDN has amazing audio. That's all I got to say about that. Yes, it's the family of DMR, but NXDN's amazing. Anyway, I've experienced with all the modes. P25, I've had a P25 radio. I don't like P25. I don't like DMR, but it is another doorway. So, I mean, it's livable. And DMR is DMR. And it is hard to program. They're complicated. Once you program a DMR radio, you can figure out any radio. It doesn't matter. I played with the AC Fusion. I got to tell you, the AC Fusion radios are junk, and I don't like them. In any way, shape, or form, they have usually high BERs or crappy audio. That's the bottom line. And I have AC Fusion in here. No one uses it. Probably that reason. What other mode is it? DMR, I already talked about that. AC Fusion, talked about that. D-Star is amazing. I have lots of D-Star radios. NXDN is amazing. I'm missing a mode. I don't know what it is. What am I missing here? Oh, well, Analog All-Star. It is what it is. I think that's it, huh?